Log Talk Radio.
Job and everywhere. I'm praying for you this morning
I come to motivate you, stimulate you, and tell you God is God, and God never fails. And the word of God will carry you to the next level. And the word of God will open up doors that have been closed, he'll open up. And doors need to be closed, he'll close. Get ready for the next level in your walk with God. Get ready this morning for things to work for you. And I want to say to you this morning, all is well. Wherever you might be, get your coffee, get your tea, whatever going on in your life, all is well. I want to talk about the darkness that I see that's surrounding America. And I can see that God said, step back, Bishop. Step back, let me handle this. And God told Moses the same thing. Step back, I'll part the Red Sea. Step back, I'll make things come into order. And I'm going to tell you this morning, Exodus 14, he said, step back, let me work. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. Just before I come on the air, I talked to a young lady, and she's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Her doctor told her if she have the baby, she might die. She got to come all the way to Illinois to get abortion to keep from dying. What this is all about, and I want to talk about that today, it's up to you as a woman and the doctor to make decisions on your life. No court, no Supreme Court have the right to make a decision on life or death with you, because you know your body and your doctor know your body. And I want to tell you that you need to stand up, because this same Supreme Court did not give blacks reparations. This same Supreme Court did not rule on the assault weapons, those rifles, the machine gun. They didn't rule on that, but they ruled on a woman's life. You better wake up. I ain't talking about white women. I'm talking about women at large. If the doctor tells you this morning that if you have the baby, you might die, life over death, is you going to die and let the baby live? And if the doctor tell you that you've been raped, should you have that baby? That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people in politics trying to control women's lives. That's wrong. That's wrong. And I won't say that. I don't care what nobody says. It's a decision got to be made with the doctor and the woman. That decision comes. If it's not right, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. That's her. Let me help y'all. That's the doctor, the woman, and God. Not nobody else. Not going to prison because you're not having a baby and you might die because somebody sitting up at the Supreme Court saying, hey, she needs to have it. Or else she's going to go to prison. What about all this other stuff putting in prison? I'm praying for you this morning. All is well. I just want to share that with you. The same Supreme Court, the same Supreme Court have not gave black reparations. The same Supreme Court did not help nothing that went on in Tulsa, Oklahoma to today, 100 years later, the killing down in Natchez, Mississippi. That Supreme Court didn't rule on that. The Supreme Court did not rule on assault weapons. And the Republicans and the Democrats, both of them, the blood, let me say it again, the blood is on the hand of Washington, D.C. Those that in office got blood on their hand. The killing of Sandy Hook, the killing that happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the killing that happened in Buffalo, New York, the killing that happened in Texas, the blood is on the hand that's sitting up there trying to make a decision on a woman's life. The blood. I said we're in a dark place. We're in a dark place this morning. We're in a place where politics over with a president, an ex-president saying, let the city burn down. With an ex-president trying to take over the government and it's all right. We're in a dark place. Isaiah 60 said we're in darkness, utter darkness. Fret not thyself with evildoers. Fret not thyself with evildoers. Soon, very soon, it'll be cut The wages of sin is death this morning, but the gift of God, he's trying to get ready to make a decision that you're going to serve the God of the universe. And the religious community have not said nothing. The rabbis have not said nothing. They're in the dark place. Yeah, they're in a dark place. And that dark place, when the lady called me last night and said, my horse just running around in a circle. What's wrong with it? My cat is howling and my dog is just barking. Because the animals see the dark place, the darkness that's going on in Chicago, around the world, the mass murder that doing. The dark, we're in a dark place. And the only somebody can take care of this is God. Let me say it again. You might need to read this. Exodus 14:14. You might need to read it. We're in a dark place this morning. We're in a place of murder and killing. You're scared to go to the store to get milk. You're scared to walk, go out because people are shooting people because we're in a dark place. It's messing with the mind of people. I want to share with you this morning the word of God. And when you walk in the anointing of God, doors open up. God know your name. God know where you at. St. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God, the righteousness of God. A much right woman needs a much right man. A much right man needs a much right family. And the way you walk in the anointing of God, because we're in a dark place, people, and you might pick it up, we're in a dark place. How to come out of this dark place? With the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God can heal your body. The Spirit of God can heal your mind. Yes, we sit in a dark place. And I want you to know that Psalms 119 will tell you that God will bring you out of the clutches that you're in. Psalm 127, God will bring you out. And Psalm 27, he's the light of my salvation. And all the evil going to go away. I want you this morning to know that God is able to lift you out of what you're in. Yes, we're in a dark place when they let murder go ahead on. We're in a dark place when greed, you know, the Rifle Association selling guns and people start killing each other. Then here's the Supreme Court, court of the universe, but there's another court, a divine law of God. That should not kill, that should not steal, that should not cover our neighbor thing. That's a divine law this morning, and I want to bring it to you this morning. God said hi, and Grandma used to say, and he looked low. So we might be low, but we're going high. I want you to go high to the next level. I want to lift your mind up this morning to the healing and deliverance of God. I'm praying for you this morning that all is. And I'm going to pray to you that whatever you need, God got what you need. I just, Psalms 34, Psalms 86, and Psalms 72. I want you to know whatever you're going through, go through it. Because God will open up that door. It reminds me of the prodigal son this morning. He said, Dad, give me what belongs to me. I'm ready to get out on my own. I'm ready to leave home. Some of you have left home. You have left God. You left the anointing of the Holy Spirit because you're trying to do you a new house, a new car, all that stuff. Let me read this in. Matthew 6:30, it says, seek first the kingdom of God and the righteous. When you walk right, all the other stuff you ask for, God will give it to you, but you've got to walk in the anointing of God. You need a new heart, he'll give you a new heart. Throw the heart out and give you a heart, a flush of love. God can heal that cataract, that tumor. But what's wrong? You're in a dark place, and you got to know this morning you are the light. When you arm and raw, when you know that you're the light of God, when you walk up, man, God's going to heal you. Woman, God's going to heal you. Can't no man make a decision on women's lives. Can't no man make a decision on men's life. Only God have the power to do that. I wish I had somebody know what I'm talking about this morning. You're in a dark place. You said, Bishop, how can I come out of this place? With prayer and the anointing of the Almighty God, the God in you. The temple of God ain't in a building. The temple of God is in you. The power of the Holy Ghost is in you. Glory, hallelujah. And I want to claim this morning your healing. God know your name. God know where you've been. And God's going to do something special for you. So get ready this morning for God to take you to that, boom, that other level. And I want you to get ready for that, because every door closed. Tell somebody you love them and say all is well. You might be in a dark place, but God's going to bring you out of that dark place. If the Supreme Court was so real, it would declare jubilee on all the people in jail, the political prisoners. If the Supreme Court was what it ought to be, it would have gave reparations a long time ago to the people of this country, black folk. If the Supreme Court had been right, it gave reparations to the people in Tulsa, Oklahoma. If the Supreme Court had been right, it would have ruled that hanging was against the law, if they had been right a long time ago. So we're dealing with men that's political, drove by political stuff. They're drove by political situations. And what I'm saying to you this morning, get ready for God to bless you. Get ready for God to open up a door for you. In the matter of the dark, you said, Bishop, I'm in a dark place. But I want to tell you, when you look in the mirror, you're going to see light. The light of God is in you, woman. The light of God in you. Blessed are the fruit of the womb. So I want to say this to the Supreme Court. The blood is on your hands. Washington, D.C., it might be white, but it's bloody. Because you're killing the citizens. You're killing women and children because you want to speak up. The Rifle Association. This is real talk. And most pastors ain't talking it. Most rabbis ain't talking it. Imams ain't talking. It can't fix itself. You got to let God fix it. But you got to stand up. God said, what you want? The wages of sin is death. The gift of God this morning is eternal life. Let go and let God. The families come together. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I want to tell you, you got to have the energy of love, east, west, north, and south. You got to draw that God will take care of this thing. Somebody said, Bridget, it's global warming, and we haven't talked enough. Unto you, stop, do you be obedient to the word of God? Do you make up your mind you're going to serve the universe, God of the wind, the God of the universe, the God, Almighty God? Once you begin to serve God, doors will open up. Once you begin to let God in, he'll open a door for you. And this is what the prodigal says to his daddy. And his father said, okay, you want to go? Go. He took his money, his riches. He went out into the world. Oh, he had a good time. But way on down the road, he got in a dark place. All his money was gone. Everything was gone. He didn't have nothing. Clothes gone. All the diamonds and rings and the rope was all gone. He was by himself. And he didn't have enough food to eat. Now, we're in a crisis now where gas is high. When the crisis where food is so high. But you got to understand, this is part of murdering the citizen. Part of big government turning his head about feeding the hungry. Turn his head about letting stuff go. So we are caught up. And somebody, the bishop was up, we're in a dark place. And can't nothing come out of that dark place but us. We have to understand that we are the light of the world. The anointing that God put in you, man, the anointing that God put in you, woman, can't nobody take it. You can't get it from a building. You can't get it from a rabbi, a bishop. It's already in you. You got to name it. You got to say, all is well. Set back or come back. And I'm back because I got the word of the Almighty. I say our answer. Our ancestor is showing us the way this morning, showing us until we begin to acknowledge the God of the universe, the God of the wind, the God of the water, the God that makes everything. When you say all is well, I'm praying this morning for your healing. I'm praying this morning for your deliverance. I'm praying this morning that you come out of that dark place of evil. Yes, the evil is all over. It's everywhere. It's in the mind of men. It's in the mind of children. And the spirit of Satan and Abaddon is trying to take over the world. But only thing God got is you. And all you is stand up this morning for truth, for righteousness, for love. For love brings truth. For love brings justice. For love brings happiness. A divine love with a divine God. And when you get a divine love, a divine God will meet you halfway and do whatever you want. The prodigal son found himself in a hog pen. And this morning, you finding yourself in a dark place, nowhere to stay, no food, no gas, no, and you just in a dark place. But let go and give it to God this morning, and God will bring you up out of it. I'm praying for you, Brother Ralph. I'm praying for you, Sister Kim. I'm praying for you, Kimlin. And I'm praying for you, Jonathan, who asked for prayer. And every letter, Moses, I'm praying for you. Sister William, I'm praying for you. Those that are caught up and messed up, said, Bishop, what must I do to be saved? All you got to do is say that God in me will bring me to the next level, that level of healing, that level of deliverance. I'm praying this morning for the one breast cancer, the one that's having heart trouble. I'm acting God right now, the God of the wind, to give you a new heart, to give you the heal, that cataract, that surgery you got to take. Before you get there, I'm asking God to heal you. And some of the lady called me, said she got, the doctor said she got breast is full of tumors. I want to pray this morning that it go away. I want to pray for that cataract, that high blood, that sugar this morning, a healing. In all the darkness, there's some light. And that light is you, man. Woman, that light is you. You got the power to overcome evil. You have the power. It said, fret not that self evil do it. It'll soon be cut down. It'll go away. And I want to tell you, when you acknowledge God, wherever you might be, Psalm 45, the Spirit just gave me that. As I'm looking this morning, God is giving me a word for you. And that word, all is well this morning. And I want to tell you, I'm praying for that spasm in that right, left side. That spasm up and down the right side. I'm praying for you that can't lift your hands up and the nerve in your neck. I'm praying for healing. I'm talking about direct healing. Ain't talking about no doctor. I'm talking about doctor, God the doctor. The Holy Spirit, he'll work it out. You that got the drug problem, he'll work it out. All backed up and don't know which way to go. You want to commit suicide. God will heal you. I'm praying for you, Sister Trina. I'm praying for you this morning. I want to tell you, I'm praying for you, Sister Ann, that all is well. Sometimes God have to let you know that he's in control. And I want to let you know God is in control. And whatever you need, God going to give you. If you got a need, you plan it. We on Sunday from 11 to 12. And during the weekday, 7 days a week from 9 to 10, I want you to be able to tune in because God got a word for you. You might not get it on NBC, CNN. You might get it through what we're doing on the internet. It might be for you on Blog Talk Radio. God might speak a word of healing for you. Mary Scott, I'm praying for you and your healing. Mary Scott, I got a prophecy for you this morning. I want you to get a white handkerchief. I want you to anoint it with some cold water and put it across your eyes. And let it stay for about 3 minutes. And where you, when you put it across there, they begin to praise him. And God said, it's a healing going to take place. I just got that revelation knowledge. You, the bishop, I want to see to the ministry. I want you to go to Blog Talk Radio and go to the Seed Abraham. You can donate, go to Cash App. And you can do it. So I want to. I and the Spirit give me whatever the Spirit give you. I want you to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Go to your phone, go to Cash App, and I'm going to give this seed to the ministry. God bless you. That's all you got to do. God is going to open up the door for you this morning. Psalm 59 tell you this morning, God opened up a door for you. I was talking to a young lady that your father was so outstanding, you need to write a book about it. Some of you need to tell your story of your ancestor. You need to tell a story how your ancestor was able to help other people. You know what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma? All them 400 houses were burnt down because of evil, dark plagues. It ain't been replaced yet. So how can the Supreme Court tell a woman that you'll go to jail if you got a pregnancy that will kill you? They want you to go in and die with the baby. And that's the kind of stuff that's going on. And they ain't regulate the drugs that flow through America. They have not tapped in to mess with the pharmaceuticals. They got pills so high that the Supreme Court going to do something. Do what the will of the... We're set back for 100 years what the Supreme Court, Trump, and all them Republicans and other people involved have set us back. And it's bad. But God is in control. Don't stop praying. He said, well, Bishop, Exodus 14:14, it says, step back. I'll fight your battle. So those that are up, they finna fall. Those that doing evil, they gonna die. Because he said the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is what? Eternal life. And I want you to get ready for God to bless you this morning. I want you to get ready for God to open up a door for you. I want to pray for you this morning. And I want to pray a special prayer for somebody. I'm praying for you, Brother Kenneth. Brother Maurice in Birmingham, Alabama, I'm praying for. Chelsea, I'm praying for you this morning. All is well. And I want to pray special for those that's in jail. They're political prison. And they're there for life. And the Supreme Court ain't looked at their case. And wait a minute. This young man is in jail for nothing. This young woman is in jail for lies. And the father lied. And that's what happened. A lie. American. It was a takeover of the White House on lies. And God said a lie cannot tarry in his sight. So if God said it, I believe it, and it's going to happen. They got to go down because the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, your prayer will bring it down. I don't care what you say, in control. And what's going on, I'm praying for you that doors open up this morning. I'm praying for you as I pray for you this morning. God, so you're going to deliver a direct blessing for you. I've been going through, and I want you to know, sometimes you sit back for a comeback, and sometimes God is trying to put you in another level. On Friday night, we have the $1 trillion, and you're talking about financial blessing, miracle money for your business. You know, and what I'm saying, if the Supreme Court gonna be on his job, pay reparations to people that worked and built this nation, our ancestors, if the Supreme Court gonna do something, stop the illegal drug that's coming through our border. If the Supreme Court gonna do something, they can stop the assault weapon, the gun, machine gun. The guns that kill 4 or 5 people at one time. If the Supreme Court going to do something, stop all the racial stuff that's going on. Rule on that. Look and see, is these people really in Supreme Court? Are they just there to turn things back, to put us back into the dark ages? God know best. And God will never fail. I wish I had somebody. I want you to tell a friend and tell a neighbor to listen. It's a blessing for you this morning. There's a door that will open up for you. And wherever you go, that door will open up for you, and that will be a blessing for you. The prodigal son found himself Mary in a hog pen. Rosie found himself with no money, with no friends. He found himself in a dark place. And the doctor gave you bad news, said you got cancer. The doctor said you got tumor. Doctor, you got prostate cancer. Doctor said you got something wrong with your ovaries, and it looked like there's no help. That's when God can come in and heal your body. When the doctor said you got cataracts and you'll never see no more, they's a lie, because God is a healer. Up in the heavenly realm, I want to pull it down, that healing. Whatever you need this morning, God got it, but you got to ask for it, and you got to fast and pray for God to give it to you. I'm not worried about, you say, well, Bishop, I go to church. I ain't talking about no church. I'm talking about no building that you go to and jump and holler. The temple of God and the energy of your temple will heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. Devil Marcher, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you, I'm praying for you, sister. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. Debbie, I'm praying for you. I want to let you know, Maxine, I'm praying for you today. I want to tell you, Kimber, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Will, I'm praying for you. Mother Nan, I'm praying for you. Mother Misa Brown in Alabama. Every letter, every telephone call. All, I got so many lovers, but I just want to pray for them that have called me. And I want to tell you this morning, God will forgive you for everything. When self-murder, you can kill yourself because the dead tell you to kill yourself. But God will forgive you for whatever you've done. I'm praying for your forgiveness this morning. I'm praying for the light of God to come into you. I'm praying for that door, that closed, will open up for you. I'm praying that God will do something quick, fast, and in a hurry. As I walk this morning, Psalms 73, Psalms 91, Psalms 70 and 72, and you take these Psalms out, it's for you next week as we go into July, as we go into the 4th of July. We go into all the stuff we've been going into, but I want you to know that God is going to bring you to the next level. And when God brings you to the next level, I want you to be able to understand that God can do anything. There's no failure in God. I just want to thank God for you this morning. Every letter, every telephone call. I said, if you got a need, you plant a seed. Whatever your need is, you see to that need. And God gonna make it happen for you. I'm praying for somebody, they just got healing. And I'm getting revelation knowledge right now. Somebody's been hurting around their wrist. Their hands are swollen. I'm praying for the healing. I'm praying for that headache. I've been having a headache. I went to the doctor. But this morning, deliverance gonna be for you. This morning, God gonna turn some things around. You might download. You might not get it now. But as I pray for you, Wanda, God on the door for you. I want to tell you, girl, I'm praying for you all is, wait a minute, I'm praying for you this morning. And I want to tell you, Hattie Patterson, right down in Mississippi, I got your call. I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Dolores Anderson, I'm praying for you. And every letter from Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, those that call from Alabama, those that call from North Carolina, South Carolina, St. Paul, Minnesota, Bright Star, I'm praying for you. And I want you to know, Ellen, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you the brothers that I'm praying for, that we can turn this evil around and God will work it out for us. So I just want you to let go and let God do it this morning as I pray for your healing, as I pray for your deliverance, as I pray for your breakthrough, because God got it. And I want to tell you, as you settle down this morning, as you said, Bishop, I done come all this way, I don't want you to stop, because God got your name. God know your problem. And the young lady said, I got to go away from Louisiana to Illinois to get this abortion because my doctor, if I don't get it, it's going to kill me. People want to put you in prison because you make a decision with your life. Some people are directly of the devil. They are not of God. So I want to tell you, get ready for God to bless you. As I pray this morning for you and even you, Father God, we come this morning because we know you never lost a case. We come this morning, God, because you know our name. You know our problem. We come this morning with our hands lifted up, our mind, we bring it to the altar. We bring it to you, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, your God, my God. This morning as I come to break the yoke, the curse of sickness, the curse of witchcraft, curse, we come, not because we saw, we come as an empty pitcher for a full fountain. Touch us this morning where we might be able to walk. Heal our minds, our bodies, because you already know what we need. We come this morning thanking you for all that you have brought us right now. We come to the altar this morning. We asking you, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, most holy, divine God, somebody don't have nowhere to stay. Somebody don't have no food to eat. Somebody just lost a mother, a sister, a brother, a loved one, a son, a daughter. But we asking you know, bring us the peace and the joy we need this morning. Bring us the love that we need. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. This morning, let this year, 2022, be a year of restoration for us. Let it be a year of healing. Devil, loose your hope off our mind, off our children. We are calling on you, God, to touch body, mind, soul, and spirit. The peace of God walking with us. The peace of God will open the door for us. So we asking you, dear Heavenly Father, to touch us in a mighty way. Touch us in a way where man knows that you God all by yourself. We need you right now. Forgive us of our sins this morning. We might not know. Job prayed every day. And we're praying that right now, for all the murder and the killing that went on, the hanging, the lynching, God, we ask you to bring us to a place of love, a place of happiness, a place of joy. Because I know that God is able to touch you this morning. Right now, as I speak, God can heal you right now. As they sing the song, God is walking with you to a special place. God got special for you. Just for God. Just open your mind up this morning. All is well. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for what you have done this morning. We thank you for what you're going to do the rest of the year. Live. Don't die. Stand up for God. Because he knows what you need. He knows what you want. And right now, I'm looking at somebody being healed. Ooh, that shoulder being healed. Down in your stomach. I'm picking up the healing around your throat. Some tumor being moved out of your stomach. I'm praying that time looks like you're going to have a stroke. I move that stroke away from you right now. That high blood pressure is gone. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I know God is able to put something special with you. God is able to touch you this morning in a way. God is able to lift you up. So you say, well, Bishop, God is going to do it for you quick, fast, in a hurry. So I want you to know that God is going to move for you in a mighty way. And you said, Bishop, I done tried everything but try the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You. And I want you to know it's all in his hands this morning. Let me say it again. It's all in his hands at this 11 o'clock hour, body, mind, soul. I want you to put it in his hands. Pamela, put it in his hands. Ray, put it in his hands. Mary Powell, put it in his hands. I want to tell you, I want you, Adrian, put it all in his hands. I want to tell you this morning, let it go and put it in God's hands this morning. Glory, hallelujah. It is in his hands. Rose, put it in his hands. I want to tell you, Gene, put it in his hands. Emma, put it in his hands. Betty, put it in his hands. And I want to tell you, Marvin, put it in his hands. David, put it all in God's hands this morning. He will see you through the storm. Glory, hallelujah. I just feel that God is touching somebody in the eye. Somebody having a problem with their throat. God is revelation knowledge, God is healing that this morning. And God is touching that liver, that spot of that liver, that spot on your breast. God is moving already. You know, you've been having a headache, they're giving you pills for it. God says your heart got a beat, you got a regular heartbeat. I'm praying this morning. God is doing it right now. God is doing it. If you just let him take it to the next level. You got to get out the way, woman. One, you got to get out the way. Put it all, God of Abraham, the God of Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end. I just feel a little bit better. Kim in Chicago. Put it all in his hands. You're going to be all right. I'm praying for you, Brother Harry. All in his hands. And I want to tell you, Papa, all in his hands. And I want to tell just Dr. Christian, put it all in his hands. And I want to tell you, I see everything being all right for you, Larry. Jeff, I see things being all right for you because God is going to bring you up and out of the evil. Glory, hallelujah. Every brother that's caught up, put it in God's hand. Put it in the hand, the God of the wind, the God of the water, arm and rock. Put it in the hand, not of man, in the hand of God. I want to tell you the prodigal son. Put it in the hands of God. So he come out to help him. He come to himself. Sometimes you got to come to your drugs, to alcohol. You got to leave it alone. You got to say, I'm not going to be a night nurse no more. I'm coming out of that. God got something better for me. God got a door open up for me. The next level. I'm going to the next level. The next level is healing. The next level is deliverance. The next level is a breakthrough. The next level that God is doing it for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. It's all in his hands. See, when I read the book of Enoch, God said, it's evil, but I'm going to prophesy to you about the new generation. And we are the new generation, all is well. God, prophets are walking with us. The saints are walking with us. But I want you to put it in God's hands. I know you say it's hard, Bishop, but I want to claim your healing. You can't claim it. I want to decree this morning, your whatever it is, I want to decree your healing, son. Carolyn, I want to decree your healing. I want to tell you, Joe, I want to decree your healing. The financial blessing, I want to decree an overflow. No pause. God's going to give you the money, that the house, debt-free. Whatever you need, if you just put it this morning in God's hand. Well, how do I do this? You've got to know that God is the creator of all life. And you put it in God's hand, he's going to work it out. Where you sleep, the Holy Ghost works it. Where you, the Holy Ghost is working it out for you. You say, how that happened? Because God is putting it all in for you. He's doing it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Don't forget, we got a new information this morning. Call me, I got a message for you. Call me, I got a personal message for you. If you download, yeah, I'm talking to you. If you say, what bitch you got to tell me? I'm not going to tell you over there. But God told me to tell you in the morning. 84, I got something for you today. Let me tell you. 44, 41, I got a message for you. God told me to speak to you all this week on the message. I feel like shouting. I feel like clapping. I'm turning it over. When you turn it over to God, it's something. When you turn it over to God, it's something different happens. When you turn it over to him. When you turn it over to him, look like something go on. When you turn it over to him, it seems like every door that closed will open up. You can't beat God. You can't beat God. For you and you this morning, when you give your all, he'll give back to you. Body, mind, soul and spirit this morning. Mr. Bishop, I'm laying here. I want you to get up. Stand up. Walk outside. I don't care what your doctor says. God says it's healing for you. God said that's living for you. I want you to know this morning the door that's been closed. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I got a word for you, Pat. It's going to be all right. I got a word for you, Trina. Every day, open up. Wayne, it's going to be all right. Derek, that door going to open up. You can't beat God. And right now, I want you to go quickly, and what God tells you to do, I want you to give out of your spirit. I can't speak it, because when you see, you got a need. And all you got to do is say, I'm going to do this now. I'm not going to wait. Sometimes you wait, and you stall your blessing. You hurry up and do it. And as you go to cash out, bam, it's already done because you're going to send it out. When you send joy out, joy come back. When you send, you will keep on giving of your time, your service, your money, your love. They might not love you, but you give them love. Your family will come back together. With all that you can't beat God giving. Because he's going to give back to you 100-fold. I want to pray 100-fold this morning. 100-fold in knowledge. 100-fold for healing. Brother White down in Natchez, Mississippi, I'm praying for you. House of Prayer down in Natchez, Mississippi, I'm praying for you. I want to pray for Rosie Edwards down in Monroe, Louisiana, this morning in the church. Glory, hallelujah. I don't know, I just feel that your son is coming out of jail. I feel that the healing, there's no sorrow that ever seen that healing. Get ready and let God give back to you this morning. He's going to give it back to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. You can't stop giving because it's really true. Whatever you give is coming back 100%. You can't beat it slowly. The prodigal son began to give prayer. He come out the hall to you. You're going to come out of the condition you're in, woman, man. You're depressed. You're going to come out of it.
The walls of the devil. And we got to have God to come a base of love. So I want to tell you this morning, and when I look in Isaiah, that so dark that what happened to us, God has come to play. You got black, you got attack, you got Mexican, you got rabbi, you called to darkness, kill, and when God is there, shall not kill. The prophet of our own, that we look at Abraham, Isaac, the prophets that are young, the prophets that been and gone, looking back over their shoulders and say, what's happened to our people? What's going on in this world now? That's why we are killing each other. What's happened? Psalms 37, print not that stuff you do. They'll soon be cut down. I want to tell you this morning, I don't want to stop. I want to tell you this morning that
Thank you.
Thank you. showed him all the destruction, he showed him the destruction of all the angels. Those angels that fell from the heavenly realm, and it's caused us to come to the Lord. I come to this morning to bless you. I come this morning to motivate you. I come this morning to give you words of God. I come this morning to let you know whatever you need, God is able to bless you. Just go out to you. Just to be to God. I want to take the time to just pray. I'm going